Listen, agents, we can't stand still. We have to find ways to upskill. The National Transformation Initiative has found a way. All you need is the will. With over 1,000 courses provided free of cost and fully online from the world's leading provider of online courses, Coursera, upskilling has never been easier. With courses in IT, entrepreneurship, business, tourism, the creative industries, and more, training.nti.org.bb is where you need to be if you understand the need to step up and to upskill online, anywhere, in your own time, at your own pace. Go to training.nti.org.bb and take a look. training.nti.org.bb, because you're never too good to get better.
29 minutes before 7 o'clock as we say good evening to Sluggy Dan.
Manners, and respect. Greetings to everyone in VOBLands.com network, where we are live on the nation's number one station. And as usual, it's an absolute privilege, you know, and I'm truly blessed to take none of it for granted. And we want to thank you all so much for keep rocking me every week. And thank you everyone at messaging my phone already. Can't wait. You know, I will tell you who's our special guest, Audian. The phone's going absolutely crazy. I had to turn my phone on his face down. So lots of people want to hear this guest. And it seemed that persons have been interested for a while. And it was just brought to my attention, although it's our show, that this is going to be the first of its kind today. So you got to big up. You have to big up mommy for that. Ollie, I want me to tell Barris a little about our special guest in a minute or so. Remember, the number is 434-1790, 434-1790. WhatsApp, send your WhatsApp message 266-4862. I have to shout out all my people in St. George. We went on the road to St. George and it was absolutely amazing. We went to St. John and it was beautiful. Shout out to Advocate Bar in St. George. Shout out to the Lyrics Bar in St. John. We went to Hoodies, St. Philip. That was amazing as well. There's so many places. Can't remember everywhere. We went to Jacko's place and the Ivy, St. Michael. And they got about five more requests, five other districts. So Bar, I think you all are amazing, man. You really make me feel good at so many communities. Want to hear Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, or love Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme come true by them. So it's an absolute privilege. Again, echo there, sorry. This evening we are streaming live on Facebook as well as Starcom Network Online. Shout outs to Ollie for holding it down. I just want to invite my... Hold on a minute, Ollie, you don't understand what
you're saying. No problem, my brother. Tell you what we'll do. We'll take in some more information from the NTI and come right back to you and your special guest.
Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme family, we talk in dance this evening. But the National Transformation Initiative and Coursera don't have any dance courses. But I nothing. There is still something there for you. You could try the beginner sign language course with Bonnie Leons. When you get comfortable with sign language, it's kind of like dancing with your hands. Signing is a great skill to have, and learning the basics of sign language with the NTI gets you started. Or you could take the NTI citizenship course. This is one of the most popular courses on the NTI platform. It won't help you with your dancing, Sluggy, but it helps you to become a firm craftsman of our faith and get in step with the rhythm of the nation. Or you could try the NTI Core Skills course and learn the skills and knowledge that help you to move through the world with graceful, confident poise and swag like a real star Beijing. Try one of these short, free, fun and fundamental courses at training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb, because you're never too good to get better.
Yes, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, VOB 929 FM. And Ollie, before we introduce our very special guest, I want you to tell Barbados just a little about her, because this is legendary status. We are talking about Barbados, and don't just say it lightly. And I know she's very young, and I know words like icons and legendaries usually handed out to persons that are very old, but things she's doing on an international scale and an international stage is absolutely phenomenal and nothing short of iconic. And I say that and I mean that with everything I mean. Ollie, tell Barbara's label our special guest.
Will do.
We can get straight in.
Sheena Rose, Sheena, Rose, like a beautiful rose in your garden. Born 1985, is a visual artist who she's very young.
Yes.
She's a visual artist who works in Barbados. Sheena is a Fulbright scholar and holds an MFA in studio art from the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. Sheena has a multidisciplinary practice such as paintings, drawings, performance art, new media, public art, and mixed media. Sheena has exhibited internationally. Ladies and gentlemen, Sheena Rose.
Bang, bang, bang.
Hello.
The crowd goes well. Make sure you got more juice. Give me some more juice. Yes, that's what we're talking about. Sheena, is an absolute pleasure to have you on Beige Rhythm and Rain. First off, thank you so much for agreeing to come and have a conversation with us. And I must shout out the NTI as well. Big ups to the NTI. Ollie, salutes to training.nti.org.bb for making things like this possible. You know, Uncle Sleggy, you want to talk to Barbadians that are doing great things, and the NTI fully supports that. You know, all of their courses are absolutely free. Over 1,000 free courses. Now, Sheena, before we start anything, how are you?
I am great, you know. Y'all making me feel very special. So I want to thank y'all for inviting me too. Let's talk about it. Let's see what's happening.
Good. That's what we're talking about. First, Ollie didn't mention this, but there's something I know, that you are a lupus warrior. And I also find that it's something that I didn't know much information about. You know, you feel that I am old. I feel I know a lot and still come across something that more persons than I could imagine have it. It might be more common than they might know, or they might have certain things that persons with lupus struggle with every day that I would take for granted because I'm not struggling with them. But then you also, as a person, as an artist, and I'm sure other professionals, whether they're performing artists, whether they're painters, sculptors, whatever, I'm sure other persons would have lupus as well, and they go through these similar struggles that you may go through. So I just want you to educate persons like myself a little bit of some of the struggles that something like lupus presents and what exactly is lupus.
Okay, so funny enough, yesterday I found out that there's a walk called Lupus Walk. I was invited from the Hope Foundation.
Nice.
And it's on September the 11th. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure I could share more information, but when I saw that, I was happy to see that more and more people could find out about this condition. Repeat it. I could take this off.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, so what happened? I guess it was sick when I was a little kid, and I would have ulcers in my mouth. And it was very uncomfortable to eat, like in primary school, and I would cry. Oh, sorry. I would cry and I would be like, very annoying. Yeah. Hello?
We can hear you loud and well.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can hear you good, Sheena, if you want to take
me
off. Yeah, it's up to you.
Good. Yeah. Basically, I would cry when I used to like eat food and the ulcers were very like large in my mouth, you know? Mm-hmm. And then when I got older as a teenager, you start get like rash, and I would say I urinated blood, and I had to go through all kinds of specialists.
And at this time, you wasn't aware that you had lupus as yet?
No. And it's very hard to find. Lupus is an autoimmune disease that the body attack itself.
Mm.
It's very confused. It don't know what's right or wrong, what's good or bad. It just attack any part of the body. And I remember as a teenager, we did all kinds of tests. We couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. They even looked for lupus and they didn't find it. As I become a young adult in my 20s now, I started get a lot of rashes on my skin. And then in my 30s, my eyes swell up one day and I just see something went over my eye. And then my eyes went swollen, red. My face would swell up big and I would look in the mirror and ask myself, is this my face? Because my face was just big all the time. Eventually, my throat would tighten. I had to go and get fresh air. Everything that I eat, I felt like if it was dying, every single thing that I eat, I was affected by. I went to all kinds of friends and doctors, and they would like recommend this or ask this. And I remember I told my mom to plan my funeral for me because it was getting that rough. I had to walk with an EpiPen nearly every day because, again, it's very hard to pick up. And a friend of mine, a best friend of mine, saw me because my eyes will always swell up every day. And she said, well, you don't go to a dermatologist. I said, man, I give up on that. I done. She said, no, go. So I went, and I went to Dr. Bullen, and he did several tests. And I got other big up. I got big up my rest of friends, so if I didn't call your name, you know who you are. That was there for me when it was in my real thing, in my lowest. And we did all kinds of tests. And I asked him one question. I said, what are you looking for? He said, well, to be honest, we're looking for lupus and we're looking for rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm.
So rheumatoid arthritis is another autoimmune disease, which is arthritis, like extreme pain with the joints and the bones, you know, that to the point it could distort the bones, the body. And I asked him one question. Would this affect my art? And it was crying a little bit.
Even in that moment,
your art
was still of primary importance.
It was, and still is. And he said, no. I said, all right, let's do it. So we did more blood tests, about 8 to 12 blood tests. And then it came back and I sat there. He said, all right, you know, you got to come back in. So I sat there. I said, I got a question again. Would this affect my art? He said, no. I said, tell me the results. You got lupus. I said, okay. And I didn't cry. I said, okay.
You ready? A real, real worry. You ready to face it? No matter what it is, no matter what it present.
Let me tell.
It's incredible that you asked about your art first.
I asked about my art first. I live and breathe art, you know, and when he told me no, it didn't matter no more. And I accepted it because to be living and wondering if you're dying, every single thing you eat, your mouth swell up, your throat tightening, EpiPen, to the doctor, steroids, everything sore. And then since my diagnosis, I had to like start eating flour, sugar, almost everything, and become close to vegan. You know, nothing not wrong with being vegan, but you know what is from eating Oreos every night. You know, chicken and chips. You all sad, and then all of a sudden you hear you got enough grass. You know what I say?
Yeah.
She made my hand tremble.
and I can understand that eating those things and then have to live a vegan lifestyle.
Kind of vegan.
Like that had to be a hard transition.
It was hard. I used to eat, no lie, when I feel what really full blown this lupus, I would tell you no lie. When I was studying doing my masters, I used to eat Oreos and milk every single night for the 2 years.
No, Sheena, man.
I not lying.
Ollie, these young people, but was so admirable still, right, bro? Is going through an experience like this, but she still cared about the main thing. You know what I mean? That's like that, like Brian Lara batting and Terry Ham string. Mm. And the body didn't know until he finished. You gotta get here. Can't tell. You know, pushing through all the Muhammad Ali on the with the rope door. Getting beat bad. You know what I mean? Mm. Impossible to win. He used the ropes, you know what I mean, to rasp and use the ropes to bounce off. So all she cared about in that moment was her art. And that like that meant that Mamba like mentality, like Kobe Bryant, extremely focused, you know, sweating, finger broken, just put it back in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like growing hurting, you tape it up. You know the thing of the sportsman Ollie, but just pressing through. And she has a warrior seeing her art as important as any person in the world playing their trade, sport, art or craft. She's seeing her art the same way. Let me know what it is. They're looking for rheumatoid arthritis or lupus, autoimmune diseases. You know what I mean? They're devastating. And she asks, through all of this, will I still be able to do my art?
Yeah. I cry. Let me tell you something.
That is dedication, Sheena.
Thank you. Because people look at me and say, the thing about lupus or autoimmune disease, you can look at somebody and they look normal.
Facts.
Right? They look normal, but
perfect. They look perfect.
Let me tell you
something.
The pain, and every single day I get attacked. Yeah. Up to before I got here, I had a headache. Yesterday or the day in front, my hand was hurting me. My back was hurting me when we first spoke on IG Life.
Yes, right? It's truth.
One thing about lupus, it looks like almost all the autoimmune disease. It doesn't spare any part of the body.
Mm.
It attacked the brain. It gave you brain fog, right? It attacked the chest. Tony Braxton got that.
Yeah, you know.
Many other celebrities.
Yeah, Tony spoke about it a lot as well.
A lot.
Yeah, and it is as gruesome as you explained it from listening, especially when people put on IG Live on my morning show. You know, people 6:30 a.m. being Got Talent weekdays only. When you were talking about it, when you were speaking about it, you know, then you went look up Tony's one of the same names that come up. But then people speaking about the challenges with it, and they got some countries that or some places in the healthcare system don't know how to treat it.
Yeah, it's true. Barbados is one of the islands that have specialists here.
Yeah, be like that's a blessing in itself. I only listen, right? Not I don't think that I playing this Tony Smart or not, Ollie. It's because of you on the live. Right, it being real.
Yeah.
It's because that's how it's learned. Everybody knows I learned it that. My brain's sharp, but once I hear it, I can remember it forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Might not care to read it. You know what I mean? My eyes can't see. It's like by hearing it. So after religion, I say you. These one of the few places mm-hmm. in the Caribbean that have specialists when it comes to that.
I think there's only two islands, you know. I might be wrong. I don't want to misquote.
No, I didn't see a huge number, so you might not be wrong. If it's not two, it's not more than five.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
For
it's not,
sure.
Barbados is it might be more, or maybe I think of little specialists and more places.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know for sure, anytime I travel, I have to tell my doctor. I have to carry my steroids with me. There was a point that I even had my personal assistant, well, aka my cousin Dion,
mm-hmm.
when I traveled, because there was a point in St. Lucia that I couldn't walk. I had hives and arthritis in my foot. My eyes swelled up so big that I couldn't see in that one eye, you know, and we had got the taxi driver nearby. Lupus mm-hmm. is also considered a disability.
It is. I don't know if they recognize it as a disability here. I know we got specialists here. I know they see it as a disability here, but if they don't, they should. I won't speak. I don't know anything about the healthcare sector.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's probably a conversation that a healthcare professional could provide us with. But I do know that it's considered a disability.
Yeah.
For real. And seeing that now is even shocking, knowing what you do. You get me? But for you, where this love first come from? Cause you ask the doctor, you ask the professional that question, you know me, that serious question, which, like I said, Michael Jordan, greatest basketball ever lived, broke his foot. He wanted to know how soon he get back on the court.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's a different thing, because me know Sluggy might be soft when it hurt, it break up. You know what I mean? But you're all thinking differently. It's like, nah, that pain ain't matter. is my art.
Yeah.
When that love first comes, Sheena, that passion, when that first hit you, can you remember what age?
I was like around 5, 7 years old. Always want to be a cartoonist.
Oh, nice. Right?
Up to now, I still pretend I'm a cartoonist.
Yeah, yeah.
So I pretend I doing all my paintings, drawings, even performance art, even the big up video when I big up this show.
Yeah.
Had a little bit of humor with cowboy music.
Yes, yeah, it you was, know? Yeah.
Because I like to play with humor. I like to play with storytelling.
And that we see all the arts in you. Like when I see you and your vibe, I see all the arts in you. That's something that was always there.
Always there. My imagination was always wild. Oh, always. Awesome. I would look at this room and say, as a kid, I would say, imagine if this was a zoo. And then all of a sudden, I would see a zoo in the space. And I would like create, like saying, oh, look, a monkey is over there. So people that's always thought funny. It was weird. And still up to now, think that it's still weird. But funny enough, in business, what helped drive a business is imagination.
Fast.
Creativity.
Fast.
So that's something golden there.
Yeah, fast.
If you see your kid or even an adult have a wild imagination and they could imagine that this could happen, leave them alone. You know, most things are created by ideas.
Listen, Ollie, I love that. She said, if you see your kid and the kid have a wide imagination, you know what I mean? She said to leave them alone. And she's correct, because usually most of the time that's where the magic is. You know what I mean? That's where the magic is. I know many musicians that many children that in music know, that is big men of me know, that from small, you will see them interfering with things. As the agent will say, troubling things. But you realize he troubling the drum is because he like them. So he gave up your drumsticks. You know what I mean? He beat when he does beat when he wall, but the talk drummer know. So just seeing those things. So Sheena, I like that. And I want you to speak on why that is so important. Why it's so important to encourage children with minds like that. Because as you know, people will see us as weird. Like me and I want to be in a corner or going to corner at school. You know, I'm actually in a corny wall and reciting bare things to me. Hey, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I want to hear all the song way to come out. You know what I mean? Other people might write it down in a journal, or poets might write it down. You know, they want to hear how the song,
right?
They want to see how I would perform them, so they could see myself doing them. You get me? But
yeah.
That used to be weird. But Pernell Farley, they love me for that,
right?
And then, because of Pernell Farley, you know, it's sluggy today. But other teachers didn't like that.
Then the more conventional kind of people. To me, the people that really well known are the ones that explore, we're brave, take risks, and even we're weird, right? Because then we're exploring new ideas. They were taking risks. And you could think of anybody up to the day, like even if you call like someone that looked close to normal, like Oprah, I'm sure she probably went through something.
Very different.
Yeah, to risk in media
as
a black woman during that time, you know? And then there are many other factors. So when it comes to the creativity, like a dancer, a singer, some writer, an artist, and the name go on, costume designer, theater, go on and go on and go on and go on. And then you see them exploring and trying out things. Encourage them, don't discourage them, because you don't know, we might be wearing that outfit a few years later. You don't know if that might be a song to in a elevator music, right? Or even in a car. There's so many, you don't know. You will not, things, as again, like, my parents always leave me alone when it comes to my wild imagination.
That's a blessing, boy.
Yeah, because the thing is, I know my mom, she listening to this right now, and I know she got this regret. She threw away all of my children's drawings. Hi, mommy!
Listen, right? Like, I bet mom regret that for sure. And mom probably didn't know that you would be Sheena Rose. No.
But that's the problem. Parents need to know this.
Because don't tell one of your child painters know probably worth $1 million right now.
You never know. That's the thing. You will never know. And sorry, mommy.
Yeah, you'll never know. And only we can get into it, you know what I mean? Because she danced and legendary stuff, so we can get into it for sure. But when you said parents need to know, And that ain't no slight on parents, you know what I mean, at all. Because my father, come, I raised my dad, it's like, would have probably done similar things, but not through anything wicked or evil. It's just through ignorance. It's just not knowing. You understand? And who's to say the way my life is heading if a song or a poem I write years ago in 1989, how it would turn out in the next 20 years, the trajectory of my life is going on. But he didn't know. You know what I mean? It was just harder, sluggy. He didn't know. So the fact that you shedding light on something like that is a beautiful thing. Because of course, you know, in the fault of mommy turned away because anything evil. She just turned because that's mother's. My mother threw away everything, Sheena.
She thought it was just messy.
That's all it is.
But another thing is, it's not making excuses for messy people or for parents that are like, what she saying now? But truth is, when you go on Google and research about geniuses, most of the time in the room is messy. It's like, They got so much going on in the mind. Yes, it could be laziness too, but most of it is genius, they say, because it's like so much information they're writing down. They're trying to structure this. They're trying to do this. My studio, you think, is always clean? I have about 10 incomplete paintings at the moment, and I see them having conversation. Now, people might say, conversation, the painting's talking? Yes, there are. When you're looking at an outfit and you putting an outfit together, you would say, man, this red going back with this green, maybe this green going back with the purple. You trying to curate your outfit.
Yeah.
You're trying to coordinate it. You're trying to build a concept of how you're going to walk on the street.
Correct.
Same thing. So when you got your room and it's messy sometimes, believe it or not, parents or whoever, your partners, right? Sometimes a writer, the table so burst with a lot of notes or neatly tidy, one or two. It depends on personality. But that is our way of process and structure and observing. And that's how our brain kind of looks, but you'll be seeing it physically. So in my apartment, in my studio at the moment, as I mentioned before, I got 10 incomplete paintings, but they are actually corresponding, seeing if they're balanced, see if this color work, if this depth is working. I just don't paint pretty stuff. No, I just don't paint boring stuff either, conceptual stuff. I combine the two. So I look at the work and see, what are you telling me about? I show Sluggy a piece that incomplete for a client. But it still gotta be for me first. I gotta like it first.
I love that.
Then they could like it after.
I love that.
That mean that it fully have integrity, and I'm not just pleasing you. I have to figure out, why am I doing this piece? What am I trying to say? What's the message in it? Then you could have it. So while he waiting, that piece is corresponding or having a conversation with the other pieces. Well, me and you and Ollie here hanging out.
Everything vibrates. Like,
listen, I love it. Again, some messages. One person said, absolutely love it. Sluggy, thanks for having Sheena Rose on. You know, Akeisha saying she's loving the show. Ahanje locked on. Dwayne Grisette says, show Sheena for me. Absolutely love her work. Tell her hello for me.
Hello.
Salute to you, Dwayne. Thank you, Barbados. And it's still absolutely amazing, Ollie. My number is not 2664862. I absolutely love your messages. Keep messaging me. I love it. But please message 2664862 as well. Flood and WhatsApps and keep Ollie busy. 434-1790. Listen to me, Barbados. We have the legendary Sheena Rose with us today on VOB 92.9 FM. Feel so proud to be a Barbadian. Sheena, listen.
Yay.
This road to being a Fulbright scholar. First thing first, from secondary school to going on to studying, that was ever in your scope, being a Fulbright scholar?
No.
Was ever in scope?
No.
And I want you to explain that journey getting there. You said no, full of no. That wasn't on your radar at all.
That was not in my radar at all. It be going down into some real deep stuff. Yeah. Let me tell you, this must be brass. That's part two.
Yes, yes.
On a Saturday.
Yes, cause listen, right, Ollie, for being real, right, Ollie, like, there's so many things you did, like what you did with the lady from Elia Witherspoon.
Angela Witherspoon?
Yeah. Angela Witherspoon, right. I want you to tell Barbados who's Angela Witherspoon first. We didn't get to the full break thing. But I just want you to tell Barbados who's Angela Witherspoon and what you did with her.
So Angela Witherspoon is a great friend of mine. She's a
friend, man. Dropping big names. Yeah, you're a friend.
She's my friend.
Stars war among us, Ollie. Let's go. Tell me this. Stars war among us. Go ahead. Angela Witherspoon.
She's an amazing friend of mine. She's a filmmaker, an actress, and she was, unfortunately, her husband died 2-3 years ago. Y'all would know him as Pops.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
And John Witherspoon.
Yes.
And I met her through CCH Pounder, another actress, celebrity too, from Guyana, but based in the States.
Mm-hmm.
And they flew down to Barbados, and they know CC for a very long time. And they purchased work. And I like to be real with y'all. When I met Angela, I had one block of cheese in my fridge because 2021 was rough for all the wee Bajans, right?
Yeah.
Because even though my name out there, to be honest, a lot of people say, man, you should live in the States. You would do so much better. And I'm like, nah, I want to live in Barbados. I believe we can make it.
You see that? That is why I love you. That is like why I love you. Like sometimes, like everyone knows that occasionally we'll do this show from in Canada, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I have the privilege of doing it from home via Zoom. And we're supposed to have two people on Zoom. We can talk to them for 2 minutes shortly, right, Sheena?
Mm-hmm.
But what you just said about, man, you believe in Barbados, you want to live here. Like, people don't understand how important that is.
Yeah, the thing is, right, I could live anywhere around the world right now if I wanted to, you know? For sure. I could live in Mexico, I could live in South Africa, I could live in Amsterdam, anywhere I want to right now, right? The question you asked me about my education, we're going to get back to that.
Yes.
However, I had to build my privilege. Let me tell y'all that too. Cause let me see, I find to not get it all mixed up while living in Barbados and ting 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 ting. So the questions like he asked me is how young I was when I first recognized this at 5. I went Wilkie Cumberbatch primary school and then 11 plus come. Everybody like, hey, I want you pop for this school, I want you pop for that school, blah blah blah. Okay, pass for Springer. Everybody like, oh, you know, they pause, they're quiet. It's not bad school. I'm like, okay.
See that? The nonsense.
Foolishness, right?
Foolishness. Start. that's way, right? I'm so glad that quite purposely ain't mentioned Springer school name, right? And because I know you will bring it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it feels so good that you're proud of that, Sheena, right? And you could see, you know, like how people respond as nonsense and like you call it foolishness, and I totally agree with that.
It's foolishness.
It's foolishness. Go ahead from there because Barbados needs to hear things like this. Because we have a legend and an icon, especially in the art world. Sheena Rose, Google it. You know what I mean? That we went to Springer Memorial Secondary School. Big up Springer Memorial Secondary School. Stars war among us. Go ahead, Sheena.
Let me tell you something. Like,
pause for Springer and you see it get the pauses. It's a good school.
Yeah, I mean, my parents were like happy for me and stuff.
No, big up mommy here. Big up mums.
Daddy,
mommy's locked on. Big up mums.
Here, right?
Like,
not
the, no, we ain't in the matrix, but we talking about the rest of society, how we were and how we still am today.
We still like that. And
yes,
I mean,
go ahead.
I was listening to Brass Stats. Yes, I listen to Brass Stats every day. I look forward to my 10 to 2 o'clock.
You know that. 10 to 2.
And I did call them a time, but I didn't get through. Right? Didn't get through because I was going to show them as an example myself.
We got time today.
You understand?
The show is yours today. We got time. Go ahead.
Good. So I went Springer Memorial.
Yes.
And I was into music and I was into art. I was horrible with English. Horrible. And I was a nerdy girl. Still nerdy. Still proud of that. So what happened? I was bullied, and I would say this all the time. I was bullied in the school bus to the point my mother was crying, and I had to start walking to my father's workplace in town right? My father was an auditor and worked at a treasury building, and then he moved to another building, and I walked from Springer to his office in town avoiding the bullies. And I used to draw comic books to myself, but funny enough, the girls used to want run to read my comics because they were like a soap opera. People always say I like a storyteller.
For sure.
You know?
For sure.
And then when CSC time come, I was feeling nervous because similar situation when I mentioned about lupus, when my best friend told me you should go to Dr. Bullen and get your eyes checked, my skin. Best friend at that time, they had, you know, when they tell you go to this this meeting to find out about the colleges.
Yeah.
I tell she why. I only got one CSC that time. I had failed basic English.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, basic had existed, and I felt embarrassed, right? And I said, well, if I can't pass English, how, you know, I can't get further in life, you know? And she said, no, come along and watch and listen and see what school you would like to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And it spoke about community college with the art program. And I already in my head structured that I'm not going to be anybody. I got one CSC at that time. And I remember the teacher told me she would see me next year, meaning she didn't believe I was going to pass the subject. I would say English. And I felt bad because my self-esteem was really low already.
And you're a child.
You
so we got taken into consideration. Yes, this is Sheena Rose now, who is play your art all over the world. You know, you are established in multiple countries. You spoke about working with Miss Witherspoon. You know, you spoke about working with other celebrities as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
But remember, this is not that person you are speaking about. You're speaking about a child.
Yeah.
Sheena Rose, a little girl.
14, 15 or so.
A child. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
And in the yearbook, I say, everyone said they want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a nurse, or whatever, a teacher. I say I want to be a cartoonist.
Mm.
Still up to today, I still say that. I want to be a cartoonist. And when CSC time come, pushing, like, I tie tone too. Like, you will hear me not pronounce certain words, and the children will laugh at me, but I pushed the Spanish, I pushed the POB, Principle of Business, the English, and everyone got 8 and 6 and 10 and 11 CSCs. I got 4.
Mm-hmm.
4 to barely manage to get through Barbados Community College.
Mm-hmm.
I got the English, and I got it at a 3, the lowest that time, and that 3 felt like a 1. And everyone was like, oh my God, I got 8 CSCs. And I was like, woohoo, I got 4. Mm-hmm. Right? But that, I could get through to community college.
For sure.
So I went to community college that time, you know, a Springer girl, you know, see you next year. And I barely scraped and get that English degree, still feeling proud of myself. Went to the college now, and I don't know, I got distracted. And then my teacher pulled me up and says, you know, your GPA, your grade point average is real low if you want to get to a bachelor's. So like, me, bachelor's? He like, you do, you want to get to bachelor's, you got to pull up your grade. So from there, I started pull up myself. I got real passionate with the arts. And then we did clay, we did photography, drawing, painting, new drawings. Let's go on, graphic design, da-da-da-da-da. And then I was annoyed because I just wanted to be a cartoonist, but we had to do painting. Mm. We had to do all these other stuff. And I was like, oh, I just want to draw. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, no, you got to do clay. You got to do, you got to go in the dark room and the computer.
Yeah, everything.
Yes, and then English too. And I'm like, my God, English.
English and communication.
Yes, English and communication and mathematics.
Practical math. Yeah, English communication, practical math. We used to do music at BCC.
Yeah.
So all of our all the other subjects we used to have with the art people, and we both used to hear it. We and the art people used to hear it together.
Let me tell you something, Barbados, right?
But I love community. But looking back, no worry. I love community college here.
In community college, sweet, you know. But this is one thing that people misunderstand us arts people, creative people.
Yes.
It is not easy.
At all.
And I don't mean about selling and hustling in business. I mean it's a lot of genius in this.
Yeah.
Meaning you have to learn the mathematics of how to compose music. You have to learn how to write to be a writer.
Well,
right?
Yes.
You have to learn the science. There's a lot of science behind it too, you know. Right? So you had to learn the science how to be in that dark room to develop the photos. So coming back now to that time machine when I was in college, So I get to bachelor's. I pass my bachelor's with honors. I'm like, oh, look at me. Okay.
Now we're talking about perseverance. Perseverance. Hey, go ahead, man.
Bachelor's with four CSCs. Went to Spring Memorial School.
I tell you.
An artist. And then it was like, oh, man, I don't got a job. What to do from here? And my friend, well, she was my teacher at that time and best friend named Dr. Allison Thompson, was like, Sheena, I was crying about it. And I said, don't got a job. And she said, you are an artist. That is your job. And it always stopped in my brain that I have a job. I'm never unemployed. I'm a full-time artist. I'm a full-time artist right now. So what happened? So what happened? I was like, okay. So I met this international artist, Sonia Boyce, from England. She came to Barbados. That's the first time I met an international visual artist. And I asked her, what do you do? And then she said she travel around the world. She show around the world. And I said, I want to be an international artist. So I started to build up confidence. I started to build up, like, my imagination and my goals and say, you know what? I want to be an international artist. Some people thought it was ridiculous. They were like, visual artist, international artist. I was like, yeah. So then I show in Barbados first in this with international artists like Carl Walker, Alfredo Jarre, major, you know, famous artists.
Yeah, big players.
You don't understand? And then again,
a Beijing girl here, we tell you, wanna?
Beijing girl that stars just graduated. Among us,
boy, let me tell you.
And I taught myself animation. So it was an animation with me, hand-drawn animation, walking through Bridgetown. And I was showing Barbados trying to avoid the monkeys, the beaches, the sun, the sea. I want to show the everyday
stories. Wait, hold on to the phone, going crazy. 4241790, Ollie. I see all the lines. I see all the lines later. We can take the first call now. Okay, go ahead, Sheena. We can take a call now, Ollie. Keep them waiting. Good evening, welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. How are you?
I am very fine. How are you?
I'm great. We have the legendary Sheena Rose here with us today.
Sheena is who we really want. Look, Sheena girl, you are the inspiration.
Oh, thank you.
And then you went to that great school. I was telling what's his name? Oliver.
Uh-huh.
I was in the kitchen, right? Because I was doing some stuff. It would only take me like 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to get in the kitchen and get back up, get out fast. And I hear this young lady speaking. You know, and it's like, it was like magnet.
Hey.
Oh, yes.
Passion.
Ready. And her passion. And then the way how she was talking, you know? And she made me stay. And then the girl says she's from Springer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you met you. She,
from she Springer went, School and a scholar, a Fulbright scholar.
Hello.
From Springer School, a Springer girl, man.
Hola.
Girl, what I like about her is that you were not shame.
None.
Don't be.
Nah, we kicked down them. We kicked down. We kicked down that wall of shame.
Stars. And tell the world.
Mm-hmm.
Let everybody know. I love it. I just love it.
Oh, thank you. You got me smiling.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, we're talking about, man.
Yes.
She's an awesome story. That's why, glad. I'm so happy and elated that she agreed to come today. Because you know the story that she said, like, she'd have one CSC, you know what I mean? She'd feel English, had to do the English. But from that journey, you know, no shame from that journey to being a Fulbright scholar. To being one of the premier artists in the world from Springer School, from that story, from feeling a CSC.
Come on, man.
That is legendary stuff, man.
You know what she had me, what made me almost cry? When she said, I want you to go, this time, this people, when she went to Whiskey Cumberbatch.
Mm-hmm.
But had her upon a height.
Oh, yeah, when she spotted Springer and get the pause.
Get the pause.
That part had me for two. That part had me.
Yes, I want Barbados to stop the nonsense.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree. Let me talk about it. Go ahead, man. Yes. Go there. I agree. Go ahead. Stop the nonsense.
It is not a school. I'm 55 years old now, and I have to be preaching that. My gosh, this is about 20 somebody years, 30 years I've been preaching. It is not the school. It is not where you go.
No.
It is what you do when you get there. And parents, and I blame the parents too, you all have to stop it.
Yeah.
It is a transfer. And you can be any single... I wanted my daughter to go to Springer, you know. I told her so. Look, she had 10 options. I give her 3, and the 4th was mine. Mm-hmm. Springer. Not another. I'm serious. Not another.
I hear this educational system. I will be honest.
Feel that when you want to, at 11 years old, you got to go to certain school at 11
years old. Or your life, or your life is doomed.
But so then the best, I don't know if it is significant now, but I find it's not as prevalent now as it was in my time. First thing you meet somebody, what's your name? What school you went to?
Yeah. Still, still. That is today still. And Sheena says she you see, you don't like the educational system.
No, I don't.
Right, and yeah, call her. You can stay there. Call her. Don't go. You can stay there.
But some teachers at some still. Well, when I went to Springer, though, a lot of those children, a lot of teachers were from Springer, and they were trying to pump us up and stuff. But then you still had a set that would want match you down. And if you don't have people behind you to encourage you, train for, you can go down. And I find when you don't, it's hard, unless you have like somebody like my girl here to pull you up. Listen to me, like when school at Springer, you only get once, and I look where I am today.
Mm-hmm.
I have a degree today.
I have one of the top scholarships in the world.
You fast.
I have from the top, all right then.
From the state of department, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got one of the top scholarship in the world, come from the Department of State, from the U.S.
Yeah, Department of State.
Anytime you hear there's someone that got Fulbright,
mm-hmm.
that means they're genius.
Yeah.
Real thing. Yeah. And they say I got Fulbright for life.
Yeah.
And where did you go?
I went Springer Memorial.
Like,
yes.
Real thing.
Yes.
And you could be anything you want to be once you put your mind to it.
Yarless, Springer, St. Leonard's, Parkinson, it does not matter.
Yes.
I've done presentations with even the president of the Inter-American Development Bank in Washington,
mm-hmm.
headquarters, celebrities such as Venus Williams, Emma Watson, there's tons, Janet Mott.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
how was doing something that with someone like Venus?
Oh, Venus also mentioned me as a legend.
Yeah,
in a magazine.
Yes,
she was guest editor.
Yeah, that's what you call Venus Williams' name, because what Venus represents, you know what I mean? And of course, Serena is the better one. No. Serena's who got more titles, but Venus is the one who to open the door. Because she's older than Serena Williams by a year. You know what I mean? Like real talk. And Venus was the one that Serena used to have the most trouble beating. She used to set the mark. See how you say you had a best friend that tell your man, come along and go.
Mm-hmm.
And then look at what happened to you as a result of that.
Mm-hmm.
But that best friend that did that is still an intricate part of that story.
Shoulda.
You get what I mean? So that was Venus. And Venus mentioned you.
I met her, you know.
You met her in real life. I met her in real life. And she mentioned you as a legend.
Yeah.
You
hear this? About 2-3 years later.
A legend mentioning you as a legend, called Venus Williams, is an absolute legend, icon, especially when it comes to culture, black culture, far removed from sports. You know what I mean? Breaking barriers in fashion, art, and so on. How that experience was meeting someone like her?
It was amazing. Also, I also need to mention my work was on Empire TV show as well.
Yeah. We can talk about that for sure. We're supposed to dance at 7:30, but we're going to 7:45. Don't look at the watch. We're going to 7:45. Don't worry about it. Uncle Sluggy, I will take the bill for that. My name good and training.nti.org.bb. Must salute the NTI. Over 1,000 free courses. Support what I do. I got a show to StarCom Network as well. You know, we're getting to a quarter to, supposed to finish at 7:30. StarCom Network, support what we're doing, because these conversations are important. And this caller, I absolutely.
Yeah, Slugger, I just want to let you know that caller has gone. We are awaiting a call back from a young man who calls himself Passionate Poet, I believe.
Well, Passionate Poet, big up Passionate Poet. Till he call in 434-1790. We talking the things until quarter to eight, but it's so important, Sheena, for you to tell stories of that. You said you meet Venus Williams.
So much
you
to
meet
say.
Her. You meet her in person. Don't worry, and we can do this as much as we want. I'm here every Saturday, and the door is open to you.
Oh, thank you.
No, for sure. We can't do a person that we can't do like Ollie will tell you. Certain guests, certain people that got that special cloth, you know, got that aura, that star quality among them can't do in the part one series is absolutely impossible. Your life is too incredible. We got too much things to break down. I want you to speak to meeting Venus Williams in person and then processing someone like that at you, not yet 40, still young. Someone calling you a legend at this age already from the path you walk from not being able to pass that one CSC to so, barely getting four CSCs to getting one of the premier scholarships in the world on
that's
earth.
Still surreal to me.
That will show you that journey from Springer School. That's incredible. Speak to the experience meeting Venus and what was it for?
So let me give you a little bit of meat too, because we get from Springer. So we get to Springer, then from Springer to college, then from college to now meeting international artists.
Yes.
And then it was showing in South Africa.
Yes.
Then Amsterdam, Trinidad, Jamaica, New York.
Nice.
The list go on. And list go on and on and on. And then showing in museums, newspapers.
I see things online with you in Europe as well.
Yes, I show in Italy, I show in England, and let's go on and nice. On and Paris and blah, 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 right?
Nice. All over. A crazy journey.
It was surreal because I, a girl with force, let's go back again. We'll keep coming back.
Yeah.
Right, well, 5 to 7 years old, mom threw away my drawings. Sorry, mom. And then went to Wilkie coming back, then went to Springer, one CSC, then four CSCs, then went to college, get my associate, get my bachelor's with honors, and then become an international artist.
Yes.
It's crazy. Working in a bedroom.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, that journey working from your bedroom, B.
You know, and my parents did never pressure me. I did
but
all.
But the imagination is what brought
imagination
all of that.
Got wilder.
Because you was in your bedroom, but that ain't what you was seeing.
That way saying that you could if you have a child that have a very wild imagination, child, teenager, young adult, even an adult yourself, and you have this idea and it sounds bizarre, write it down. Don't throw it away. You know, because I remember I read a quote that when I used to teach at the college, I would tell students because they would get very insecure. And I told them this from Salvador Dali, a famous artist. He said, you start with an idea and it becomes something else. So.
And listen, Sheena, that is so deep. Because don't care how great it is, Ollie. You have to start with an idea. You know what I mean? You can't just make it appear. So you have to start with an idea. It's, you know what I mean? It's how much you believe in that idea. So that quote, deeper than it sounds, you start with an idea and then it becomes
something else.
Yeah, I love that.
So you just let go. You will be frightened, and that's also part of growth. So when I was at the University of North Carolina in Greensboro, I was very, very insecure. I didn't know that. I had a chance to sit down there and really do a lot of self-acknowledgement and really realize I had hit myself. I was like, wow, I didn't know I had so much self-hate. When you sit down and you live in another country, now mind you, I have lived in different countries too. I even live in the jungle in Suriname, Mungo. And when you got 2 years and you're hearing about the American culture, you realize that you're a Black Caribbean woman, you're a Black Caribbean person, you're from Barbados, and you start to think about the history, you start to think about all kinds of factors, and then you think bad about the bullies, you start thinking bad about the school you went to, and wonder if you're dumb, wonder if you're ugly, wonder all the many things, all kinds of factors, and I give myself permission to dissect my different personalities inside of me. I decided to act like a girl that was very, I don't know, flirtatious, a guy that was flirting with a girl. I created a soap opera on the Instagram. That time they only had like 10 second videos, 30 second videos, and I created it as my thesis. I also acted as commercials. I also acted as TV shows, all kinds of stuff before memes have really blew up. And teachers were impressed, and I called this body of work, Finally, I Love Myself. Because there and then, when I started to understand myself as different personalities and then glue them back together and acknowledge who I am, nobody can tell me nothing today about me. So when I walk about in Barbados after the States, people used to laugh at me, but I was used to the bullies, one. But two, I love myself. I will walk about with my hair green. I will walk about with a short pants, lower pants. I even did a video with me pulling my swimsuit, you know, just so in the street. And people like, what is going on? I also walk with an umbrella and walk in the sea while it was raining. That's performance art. I do these things to also give Barbadians and other people permission to be yourself. Stop imprisoning yourself. You live in your body. If you look in the mirror and you hate yourself, you live in that body. You gotta love yourself. You gotta enjoy life. And I got lupus too, Cody. Every day, so my body get attacked. So imagine lupus and hating yourself.
Now one got to go.
And
the one that you were in control of.
In loving yourself.
Yeah. Like that. So meeting someone like Venus.
Mm-hmm. No, Venus.
How was that experience?
So when I met her, I was invited to Rush Philanthropic Art Foundation, which was an auction with top artists like Kara Walker again, Kahenly Whitey that did the President Obama, Barack portrait. Obama portrait.
Yeah.
Right? The level.
The portrait for the...
For the presidential, for the White House. And I was invited in 2016. And I was like, whoa, I to that level? And my work was auctioned and people were bidding on my work. And it was an evening with all these like wealthy people and they bidding the work. And it was a fundraiser. So I saw this lady and I said, she looked like Serena Williams. Let me approach her. And I walked to her and I said, hello. Are you Serena Williams? No, mind you, she was real tall. She said, no, everyone always say that. I'm not her. I said, okay. So I walk away and I say, wait, Sheena, know your manners. Go and ask her what's her name and tell her that she looked nice. So I went to her and she was tall and I short and I look up and I tell her, pointing my finger, let me tell you something. You are one beautiful black woman. What is your name? Venus Williams. I was like, ah! So I started screaming. I said, you're Venus Williams. I said, my work is over there. She said, oh, you have work here? I said, yes. So she was following me. And in back of my head, I was like, Venus Williams following me? So she saw my work. She put a heart, like her hand as a heart. We did a selfie. She said she loved it. The whole night I did on IG, you know, I on social media said, just met Venus Williams. She just loved my work, da, 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 da. And people betting on the work. And then all of a sudden, the betting was done. So I asked the people that the auction who bought my work. They said, oh, we can't tell you. We can only tell the artist. I said, I'm the artist. I would like to know. They said, oh, Venus Williams brought your work. I cried because in seconds,
come on, man.
I
stories
remember
like these,
my...
Ollie, man. Come on, man. You can make me cry here for real today,
man. My feet get weak. I remember all the details. I just told you a girl that was 5-7 years old went spraying. I feel like if I had church, right? Can I get you, man?
Yeah, man. Let me tell you, no, listen, man. These stories need to be told, Sheena.
Real time.
Because
like,
you don't get a legend. An icon to call you a legend and an icon by having an easy path, sadly. You know what I mean? Nobody doing lucky into that status ever. I don't know why, but it's just how it is. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that hardware and is these stories are so beautiful and touching. You got a shout out Dr. Allison Leacock Locked On. So she absolutely loving Sheena on radio.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I absolutely love that. thanks to the lady that called as well. Ollie, you can give them a few tips about the...
Before you go on, Sluggy, I just also want to repeat, you know, Passionate Poet, he called on a cell phone twice he was holding on. So I just want to really appeal to him to call back because I know he's trying his hardest to get through to Sheena.
Well, just call and you could... and if he call in, Ollie, if he call in, don't let him wait. You can interrupt me straight away. You know... And biggest to Passion Poet. And you know, if you're in the groove, Ollie's not going to interrupt me at all. But all you don't go where you can interrupt Sluggy. I heard there, so you don't mind. But no, these stories need to be told. Ollie, we can just share a few tips soon on some of these courses that the NTA has to Barbados for free. Sheena, imagine being young, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine you being a youngster and then turning 13, 14. And you could lock yourself in your room and study courses by approved universities, whether it's Berkeley, whether it's Humble, whether it's different approved universities and colleges from all over the world, and the government paying, and they got the organization where you could study them for free.
Whoa.
Like, these things is different.
That's amazing.
And this is happening in real life with the NTI. Wow. Over 1,000 free courses, and I can let Ollie read out some, but they are from accredited, established universities from all over the world.
Take the opportunity. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Because you know me, I hate the system as it is now. And I don't want to show you away from that. Yes, I went through it. You know what I mean? To a certain extent. But you know the system we don't care for?
Sluggy, I'm going to interrupt you. We do have Passion Poet on the line. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my brother. How are you?
Hi, Passion Poet.
Yeah. Hey, Sheena, what's up? Yes, everybody. Hi. I'm good. I've been loving this show.
Thanks.
And yeah, man, for sure.
Thanks. You can come in the studio. You can come in the studio next week, Saturday, baby. And sit down.
Oh, sure. Of course.
Okay, you put your point spot. There was doing all. He put the point spot on ear, right? You can't tell Uncle Sluggy no upon ear.
Uncle Sluggy.
Hey, look, you ain't going to tell me. You're going to tell me that because I always like to talk for myself.
It's true.
I always love to talk for myself and my
bang.
Work. So
bang.
I just like Sheena.
That we talking about.
For me, anyway, I'm going to talk for myself and my work.
Yes.
But I am loving the conversation because, you know what I mean? Sheena, for sure, we've been far back, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
And definitely, you know, it's good to see where we as artists can go when you don't give up.
Beautiful,
you know?
A beautiful thing.
Because when you know me, I am passion. I am the epitome of passion. I am the personification of passion. Wherever you go, I can be giving you passion. And I feel passion whenever I hear Sheena talk.
Facts.
So
yeah, it's here.
I miss passion then? Mrs. Passion?
That we're talking about. But no, it's a beautiful thing, passion. When you hear the story of artists and artists, right? And what they're going through, like here's a young lady, you know how society responded. She told us how they respond. My daddy, but it's a good school, man. You know what I mean? And like, wow, you know what I mean? But here's a young lady who had this genius inside of her, but fight her way and found it, you know. And salutes to her parents as well, because your parents allowing you to express yourself free is a beautiful thing. So I have to show you, mommy, because I know.
And daddy.
Yeah, and God showed up, mommy and daddy. You know, mommy's always get all your love. My children is do it too. Like, my children is mine. My children is mine. Everything. Even though they live with me, everything they may call daddy, but mommy get all the credit. You know what I mean? And deservedly so. You know what I mean? So a shout out to daddy as well. Big up.
I'm going to interrupt you one more time because I just want to say special good evening to Corey Rose, brother.
Hey.
He's the brother of Sheena Rose.
Yes.
He's one of those parents who lets his children go full out to discover themselves. So
sweet.
Special good evening to Corey.
Yeah, big up Corey, you know, and that's a beautiful thing. But passion, quickly, I just want you speak about, because you know that the pick your brain, because you are super intelligent. Speak about the importance of letting your children explore. Speak to that quickly. I'm sorry to eat up your time.
That's not easy. I got two sons. One is an artist,
nice.
and the other one that is younger. wants to do mechanical engineering.
Nice.
My artist son has been dragging me to all sorts of things, the NCF, things in Queen's Park.
Well, bigger the ICF too. Bigger the ICF than my people's too.
Apparently there's an opening tonight at Art Splash too, so your son could go there tonight.
Yes.
We'll never know. I drive in now going to pick you up.
He's sorry he didn't carry here, so you know, he's sorry he wasn't in the car.
But yes. I mean,
go ahead, buddy.
To be honest, it's true. Like, I am all about passion. So whatever it is that my sons want to do, I am going to give them the opportunity to do it. Years ago, he did the first, you know me, I always talk about poetry. The first painting that my son did,
mm-hmm.
Guess who buy it?
You.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I pay him like $400 for it thing.
Yeah.
Why? Because I know, understand that I have seen Sheena doing what she gotta do. I see my son, I tell my son, I want you to just explore this and be the person you can be. Right now, I actually telling him, right? He actually did, y'all know me, y'all know that I run my own business as well.
Yes, passion words, editing, 246.
Right.
Bang.
Right, passion words, editing. But I had an issue with trying to find a cover for one of my designers, for one of my authors.
Mm-hmm.
My son did digital art.
Come on, man.
I actually love to see children.
Come on, man. That's what we're talking about. We love it.
I love album work too. They're amazing.
Yeah.
So here we're going on. I want, you know, when you're talking about succession planning and you're bringing in the third, you know, they start off by sweeping the floor, right?
Yes.
This is he sweeping the floor. I can get him into doing my covers because mm-hmm. ultimately, Pastor Words has to continue after I am gone.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So I already thinking about that. I got the other one here. He's a gamer. I wanted to be a streamer, and I said to him, go and explore what it is. Basically, you don't know what your children are into until you let them explore. I want to see them exploring.
That's a fact here.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact here. Right, passion. That's so real.
And you give them the opportunity to go forward. You don't know where they could be. Like I will. Since he is not on the phone in the car, I will say he did not do so well in Texas last year, and so he went back to fifth form. He didn't feel so good about that, but you know what? I didn't feel. Yes, I told him this. The CXCs, you need the CXCs to a certain extent. But I told him, look at what I am doing now. All of my CXCs and all of my degrees do not run what I do right now.
True.
I have a degree in computer science. I have Microsoft certification. I have a bachelor's degree. But you know what? What runs my show? My passion. My
mm-hmm.
writing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
True.
And so this is why I said to him, don't worry about that. I want you to push your art. Yes, you gotta do this, like Sheena has talked about, you still gotta do something. And even, or you know, the CXCs are important to a certain degree, but you still push the art, push the passion, and see where it takes you. Right? I'm looking for good things for my kids. So I believe me when I say I totally agree with allowing them to explore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, beautiful. And listen, right, you don't know, and you should not project your fears on your children because you didn't turn out to be great. Because you can imagine Sheena mother, tells herself, well, this art thing, this drawing thing, you're gonna study your school right here.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be able to have Venus Williams calling you a legend and an icon. You know what I mean? She allowing you to explore is allowing things to come into your life, man. Allowing the greatest to step in. Many grandparents allow you to explore.
I There are so many. There are so many ways of making money, and it's not always about making money. It's about what made you happy, you know. And it's like, why if the child said they want be a zookeeper, and then you turn around and let them be bird keepers? It's like you almost got them there. Let them go for what they want and push them. And sometimes you gotta leave them alone, you know. I know some people may say, but you know, if you get this particular job, I don't gotta worry about you later on and stuff. That's not always true, because no, I hang out with all kinds of high and low. I don't even like to say high and low careers, because you know, you can make it in anything once you put your dream and passion in it. You know?
No, like, you are so right. That's real. And it's good thing that, like, it's that's good that passion understands, and his children have a parent that truly understand it. That's a beautiful thing. Ollie, can you give us some tips from the NTA? Because I keep talking about these free courses, and people, we can have Sheena back here for a part two. Passion promise to come and join me next week, Saturday, 6:30. Passion, so you can come and join me. We can talk the thing. There's so many things to talk about, and it purposely left with a lot of questions on education, a lot of questions on culture. He purposely left out those things because we cannot do Sheena Rose in one go. Ollie, let them
right,
know what the NTA
Sluggy says here. Modern art and ideas. This course is designed for anyone interested in learning more about modern and contemporary art. Learners will look at art through a variety of themes, places and spaces, art and identity, transforming everyday objects, and art and society. It's beginner level, offered by Museum of Modern Art, and approximately 14 hours to complete.
Ooh, modern
art. We're running out of time here, guys. So, Sheena, before we go.
We're not running out of time. We're having a part two.
Yep,
so,
correct.
We're having a part two, Ollie.
Yep. But part one is quickly running out of time, Sluggy. So, before we get there, I just want Sheena to tell everybody how they can contact her, how they can see her work this week, so that they can come back with more questions for next week.
Awesome. You could follow me at Sheena Rose Inc. on IG. You could follow me on Facebook. I have a fan page and just a regular Facebook. Sheena Rose, SHEENARose. Real is my real name, first and last name. Get named after Sheena the Jungle Princess. And then you could also, yeah, I just there. Just like Sheena Rose Artist on Google, you'll find a lot of information about me. And please follow me on IG, Sheena Rose Inc. At Sheena Rose Inc. You could also check my website again, www.sheenaroseart.com. And you can find me quite easily.
Nice, awesome. My phone is going crazy right now, peoples. All I have to say is call Starcom Network. Call Starcom Network, tell them Sluggy, you want another hour or two for Sluggy, and then call the advertising department and get that locking. It's beyond my control. I absolutely love doing it. When I want Sluggy on longer, call Starcom Network.
60 minutes before 8 o'clock, and Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme was brought to you with the kind compliments of the NTI.
Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme family, we talking dance this evening. But the National Transformation Initiative and Coursera don't have any dance courses. But I nothing. There is still something there for you. You could try the beginner sign language course with Bonnie Leons. When you get comfortable with sign language, it's kind of like dancing with your hands. Signing is a great skill to have. And learning the basics of sign language with the NTI gets you started. Or you could take the NTI citizenship course. This is one of the most popular courses on the NTI platform. It won't help you with your dancing, Sluggy, but it helps you to become a firm craftsman of our faith and get in step with the rhythm of the nation. Or you could try the NTI Core Skills course and learn the skills and knowledge that help you to move through the world with graceful, confident poise and swag like a real star Bajan. Try one of these short, free, fun and fundamental courses at training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb. Because you're never too good to get better.